The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening of a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Summer breezes, feeling kind of relaxed and tranquil. Oh, look who's in the house. Kim Klein with Tranquil Villas. Hey.
Hi, good morning.
Funny how that worked out.
I know, right? I love the segue. That was perfect.
I'm so obvious. I can't help it. It's the actress in me. But anyway, so I'm so happy to see you. It's been a pleasure having you this past week or so. We've got a chance to chat a couple of times now. And I'm very proud of what you're doing and how much you're helping our seniors by providing safe and affordable housing for them. You started, I guess, with the Tranquil Villas, recently acquired Myrtle Grove Villas, which we've talked about,
right?
Has had a little controversy. And I just want to clarify, has nothing to do with you.
Exactly. And thank you for giving me, you know, that opportunity to talk about this too. And we've owned Tranquil Villas since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
We have been providing safe and reasonably priced independent living for seniors with social activities and a lot of the programming that revolves around seniors and what they're looking for. And we've taken a lot of pride in that. There was a property that was, you know, next door,
right,
which we now own Myrtle Grove Villas, that wasn't being managed properly.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that was, it was affecting us and it was affecting,
sure,
our residents. So when we had the opportunity to purchase that property in 2022, we jumped on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been, you know, over the last 3 years, it's been a lot of renovations and upgrading the roofs and the properties and it really is a lovely, lovely place to live. And we're now all 95 apartments. There's,
uh-huh,
60 at Tranquil and there's 35 at Myrtle Grove Villas.
They're right next door to each other, right?
Across, yes.
And
they share a parking lot. The entire community is gated.
Mm-hmm.
And we're run like one big community now.
Nice.
So whether you live at Myrtle or whether you live at Tranquil, you can go to the activities in either one of the community centers, and you enjoy the same level of maintenance, supervision, you know, of keeping a safe place for seniors to live.
Well, yeah. And that's important. And I thank goodness that you were able to do that, because that, yeah, makes that whole neighborhood, I mean, obviously upgraded and it's made it safer. And so it makes it safe for everybody. But you've also added 30 additional homes for people to consider if they're on a tight budget. With seniors, every senior right now is kind of holding their breath a little bit because we're kind of not sure what's going to be happening with all of the different things politically, which is unfortunate.
And I think that it definitely has people concerned. You know, even if you're a homeowner, for instance, and let's say you're over 55, your kids have all gone,
mm-hmm,
you own your own home, maybe your home is paid for, and you're thinking, okay, this is what I've worked for. But then you add in the cost of the regular tax increases on property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You add in the cost of home insurance. You add in the cost of repairs, which in some cases has tripled and quadrupled.
Oh, it's exorbitant.
I can tell you, like, on the air conditioning systems that we put in,
we
were putting in a system that, you know, 3 years ago for $2,900 that is now up to $6,000.
Wow.
So that is something that it's hard for seniors when you make a plan,
mm-hmm,
to figure how much it's going to cost to own a home. And we are kind of, I feel like we're hitting that point where it's not necessarily the most cost effective thing if you don't need a big house to keep a big house.
Well, most are downsizing.
That's right.
I mean, that's the truth. Most of us are downsizing.
Right. And that's what we offer. We offer a great downsizing opportunity. I mean, think about it. You know, we give you the key and you walk in and you have a beautiful apartment that's all, you know, everything has been updated, all,
mm-hmm,
LVP flooring throughout, nice appliances, nice fixtures in a community with activities. You don't have to worry about mowing the lawn.
You have washer dryer hookups.
You have washer dryer hookups.
It's always key to me.
Right?
I don't want to be lugging my laundry out to the,
yes,
laundromat if I can help it.
Exactly. And, you know, if something breaks, guess what? We fix it. you don't have to worry about keeping home maintenance budget anymore.
Right, right.
And our price ranges, which range from $950 to $1,300 a month for an apartment, that is a really, really reasonable price. We are all private. We are not subsidized at all. So that is just us trying to offer the best possible deal to seniors in our community. We are local. We're not a large corporation. We are the quintessential mom and pop operation.
And this is mom right here. Yes. This is Kim Klein. And, she's the managing, Kim Klein, managing partner.
That's right. And we take this seriously because the folks who rent from us are our friends. They are our community members. They are people that we care about. So we try to make sure that we do everything we can to offer an affordable place for them to live, but also a place that's engaging and a place that they feel like they belong.
Well, and also what I like about it is it's still independent living. So it's not necessarily, it's not assisted. So it's different. This is not a home or anything like that or a nursing facility.
That's right.
So that's good for a lot of people. There's a lot of seniors that are in between right now.
That's exactly right. And that's what we think of. We think we're like the stepping stone between, okay, I'm done with spending all this money on home ownership. I am not ready to move into, I don't need all the services of assisted living. I just want to live in a community that's quiet,
safe.
That's safe around my peeps. You know, people who, like you said, I can mention a song and they know,
they know what
song
is.
I'm talking about. I can
they
mention something that happened in a historical event that happened in our lifetime.
Correct.
And they don't look at you like you've got horns growing out of your head.
Thank you very much.
You know, I mean, there's a real value in that. And it makes it easier, I think, to feel included, to feel relevant, to make friends, which is the most important thing for seniors, I think, and longevity.
I agree, 1,000%. Talking with Kim Klein with Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. If you have a question for her, you can text it in 850-437-1620. And we do have a question already. So
okay.
I don't know if we've mentioned yet, but they are 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. And so this the person says, well, so what can you give me a sense of how much it costs for the 1 and 2 bedroom apartments?
So right now, we have four different floor plans total, but our smallest one-bedroom floor plan starts at $950, and then we have a large one-bedroom at $1,100, and then our two-bedroom one-baths are $1,200, and our two-bedroom two-baths are $1,300, depending on the model, depending on the upgrades. We have, in the past, some of the apartments, really, some of them have a lot of extra stuff because we have been, most of our renters are previous homeowners. So
right.
They're like, hey, I really want to put in this new ceiling fan, or I want to upgrade my stove, or I want to have the screen porch, or I want to have the porch enclosed. And so as long as they use reputable, licensed folks, we're okay with signing off on them doing some upgrades. So some of the apartments, like I said, are we charge the same for everyone. It's the luck of the draw if you get one that the previous, but we have one right now, for instance, that has beautiful ceramic tile throughout. That was an upgrade that is beautiful for $1,200. So
that's nice.
I feel like our pricing is below market, but
I can tell you that it's below because I was actually looking last year and making my decision about whether to buy or rent. Had I known.
Yeah, right?
I joke with her. I said, where were you about a year ago?
Yeah.
And so I ended up.
Well, that's why we're here. So everybody hopefully will know that we're here.
Yeah, the pricing is from $950 to $1,300. Let me tell you, I hardly find anything under, I would say, $1,800 for a one bedroom.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
So, it's really not. It's a tough market for
it is
people
a very
that are on
tough
tight budgets. So where are you located? Because there's also advantages to that as well.
Right.
You have a great location in Pensacola.
Right. We are located, Tranquil Villas is located at 5221 Flaxman Drive. And that is right off of Lillian Highway. We are near the Lillian Highway 57th Street intersection. We're just a couple blocks from Fairfield. So right in Fairfield and Mobile Highway area.
Uh-huh.
So, shopping, grocery stores, we're not far from the base, lots of doctor's offices, We're in a great location.
And there's a senior center nearby, right?
West Coast Senior Center is less than a mile away, right down 57th. We have several churches, Myrtle Grove Methodist and Myrtle Grove Baptist, that are really close, both of which have programming for seniors and members of the community. And we're really hoping, fingers crossed, that we're looking at getting a public library right there on the corner of 57th and Lillian, which would be which would be right next door, just about, and walking distance from the Villas. So again, lots of great senior programming. Post office is right down the street. And for some of our VFW fellows, there's a VFW right down the street too, within walking distance.
Well, there's only a few veterans retiring here in this community. That's sure.
Right.
Just a few. Yeah. We're talking with Kim Klein with Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas, two places that are safe for seniors, affordable. I'm just so excited to hear about this. I wish there was more of this, to be honest with you, because some of them that are publicly subsidized, thank God that we have them, but at the same time, some of them are not the best quality. You're kind of getting what you pay for.
Yeah. It's all about the management. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things is that, you know, we have staff members that live on the property. So, like, our maintenance guy lives there.
So that makes a huge difference. We know
if people are not supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone has assigned parking places, and we keep, you know, everyone, we know whose plates are supposed to be there and whose aren't. Mm-hmm. We also have a great relationship with the Sheriff's Department, you know, and they do periodic drive-throughs just to make sure everything's fine. Everybody has their eyes open at the Villas, and we have, you know, again, just over 100 residents that live there, and everybody pays attention.
That's just the right size to me, because then it's almost like a little country club.
Yeah, exactly. And you can be as involved as you want to be.
You have the community centers, so talk a little bit about that too.
Yes.
To me, that's also a plus.
Yeah, we have two community centers on the property, one on the Tranquil property and one on the Myrtle property. And we have different events that are scheduled for there on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So we have, for instance, one of our more popular ones is the Thursday morning coffee at 10 o'clock. And we have oftentimes the people from within the community come and talk to our seniors about things that are happening. We've had county commissioners out. We've had political candidates out. But we also have, like, medical professionals out and hearing professionals out to talk about things that we think might be relevant. Mm-hmm. We don't let folks in that we think are high-pressure sales pitches. Mm. We screen who comes in. Mm-hmm. But we do try to make it something that's interesting and informative for our seniors. We have lunch and learns. We have socials, social dinners, pizza night, game night. We have regular Scrabble, bingo, bunko. There's Bible studies on both community centers. Uh-huh. So regardless of whether you live on the Tranquil complex or on the Myrtle side, you can go to any of the events in either one of the community centers. You get all the benefits of living there, regardless of which one of the properties you're in.
Well, to me, it's kind of a no-brainer. It's safe. You've got a small community. You have people that are basically in your own age range. And I don't mean, it's not that I don't like them.
That's right.
But there are no children living there.
That's right. And so, I think we all love
kids. I love
kids,
children. I love
right?
children. Let me
I
disqualify
have kids,
that.
I have grandkids. I love them, love mm-hmm. them. But I have had residents come in, and when they come to apply, they say, okay, let me get this straight. No kids can live here, right? And I'm like, that's right. And they're like, my kids cannot move in, right? There's no, I'm like, nope, it's on the lease. Everybody has to be over 55.
Mm-hmm. See, I think that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. So if you have any failure to launch problems, you may want to consider the Villas.
There you go. I love it. Talking with Kim Klein, managing partner for Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas, two communities that are available for seniors at affordable prices, as she's been telling us all about it, with so many things you can do as a community. But the affordability has become, for me, obviously, is one of the number one factors. If I'm looking for a place, which I was, it was affordability, it was location, and when I say location, I was looking for safety. I wanted to be in a safe area. I wanted to be surrounded by, to know that if it's a gated community, then I'm safe. That's
right.
So important. But also to have those peers living around you. I know how it can be. You get to know your neighbors.
Right.
And you kind of look out for each other.
They do look out for each other. And that's the beauty of it, you know, is that if you live alone and you live in a neighborhood, let's say, that has transitioned and has become maybe more gentrified, or a lot of young families are moving in, sometimes it's like, oh, well, my friends have moved. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, and so the nice thing about the villas is that there's always an opportunity to meet somebody new. Mm-hmm. And it's constant. And right. So that for seniors to be able to engage with other friends, with other like-minded people, that is a value that is almost immeasurable, because mm-hmm. it does help us stay, not only does it help us stay sharp, but it also helps us sort of be in touch with what's going on in the world.
Well, I think it's the concept of independent living,
right?
Because kind of when you get older, as much as you love your kids, you don't want to move back in with them because you've gotten old.
Yeah.
Oh, now mom's living with us, you know, that kind of.
Yeah.
And then also when you think about being around other people that are your age, you get a chance to socialize, like you were saying, but I lost my train of thought. But one of the things that I think is so important is that it's kind of demoralizing. At one point, I had my mother in one of the other places in town, and when we got her settled in, and she was still very vibrant, she was very bright, she didn't have any kind of mental disorders or any kind of Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. nothing like that. But the atmosphere of everybody that was sick,
yeah,
in the assisted living places, like yeah. she looked at me and she goes, "I see that. I get it now. The only way out is the one way."
Yeah,
and I thought, "Oh, mom, that's a terrible yeah. thing to say," but it was kind of true.
Well,
and so that's pretty demoralizing to be in that environment when you're not there yet.
You're not there yet.
So look, being around people who are healthy and living and shopping and going out and doing things,
living their best life.
Yes, still.
I read something this morning online that said 60 is the new 40.
Thank you.
So really, when you think about it, this could be the best time of your life. And if you have put off travel and you want to travel, well, it's mm-hmm. a lot easier to just lock up your apartment and go for a trip than mm-hmm. it is to have to shut down a house and have to arrange for lawn maintenance and somebody to check. If you're looking at simplifying your life, if you're looking at downsizing and just kind of being able to be more involved mm-hmm. in things and not have to spend all your time taking care of a house, we're the perfect solution for
right.
that. And so if you are interested, please give us a call at 850-455-3675. Our office is open 9 to 3 Monday through Thursday. But if you're interested in taking a look at an apartment, we can also make accommodations to come out and give you a private showing. You really have to come and see it to fully appreciate it. But I can tell you that it is a beautiful place to live. And what makes it so great is the residents. We have a wonderful group of folks that live there, all very, very kind and unique, and
we should bring one of your residents in.
Absolutely.
To talk about what it's like to live.
Oh, they would
it.
Love that.
That would be
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
And you can go to the website too to see the floor plans and everything at seniorvillas.net.
Seniorvillas.net. Yeah, there's photographs on there. There's also an opportunity to send us a message if you'd rather communicate through email, but also check us out on Facebook. So if you look us up on Facebook, Tranquil Villas
good,
and
okay.
Myrtle Grove Villas, that you can message me through there.
Mm-hmm.
Also on our Facebook page, you can see some of our social activities. We always try to post pictures about that and things that are happening there, as well as available units. So
okay.
you can kind of see which units are available at what time.
So we're talking with Kim Klein. She's the managing partner for Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Here's a question that everybody asks, do you allow pets?
We do allow pets. We love pets.
There you go.
But
not
only
children,
one,
but pets.
That's right. You can have one pet, mm-hmm. a cat or a dog, mm-hmm. and the weight limit is 25 pounds.
Okay.
So, you know, that's a decent sized dog.
Yeah. No, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So one of the things, if you just joined us, we're talking with Kim Klein, and she's, as I said, the managing partner for Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. And we just wanted to clarify, too, that you have been with Tranquil Villas for how many years now?
So 2008, we purchased Tranquil Villas in 2008. So I guess we're coming up on, I wasn't a math teacher, but 17 years.
There you go.
Yeah. And I do feel like we definitely fill a niche in the community between downsizing mm-hmm. and not ready for assisted living.
Right.
You don't want to pay for assisted living, assisting living, and even some of the communities that say they're independent living but offer like the ability to add on services.
Right, I've seen that.
They
yeah.
start much higher.
Oh, the pricing's very high.
Yeah,
very high.
They start much higher.
$2,000 to $3,000.
Yeah, to $2,000 to $3,000 on that. So mm-hmm. when you take a look at that and you look at what we offer in the, you know, $950 to $1,300 range a month, it's a great value for your money. And we cover water, we cover sewer, pest control. We give you, we come by quarterly and change your air filters, which mm-hmm. we which we supply, and garbage is included. So you add those things in to the
rent, a lot.
That's a lot for your money.
Well, you were saying last time too that there. What is the average income now? Are they saying the average social security?
The average social security check now is about $2,000 a month. Mm-hmm. So it has been very difficult for our seniors to keep up with the cost of living. Our area has seen a real exponentially high rate increases
across the board.
Across
really,
the board,
with
everything. We definitely feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is, you know, that's one of the things that we always try to keep in mind is that as we base our rents on expenses largely, and because we are, and if you know with a lot of the corporate companies that you know come in and own these large complexes or that buy up multiple complexes, you know, they're kind of setting the rates based on profit and what they'd like to make. And when you own enough of those properties, you can control the rent pricing. But we have always had our seniors in mind. We've always thought about this is our community. These are the folks that live in our community. And guess what? We are all going to be over 55 at some point. Some of us already are.
It's a rude awakening when it happens, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But it's a different, like we said, it's a different. It's, my parents at my age were very different.
Right.
Than where we are now.
Right.
So
seasoned citizens. We are
I love the way you said that.
Citizens.
I like seasoned.
Seasoned
I think that's
citizens.
And some more spicy than others.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, let's see. We've got a question here, a little text that came in. Said, I called in last week and again Okay, this is a good one. I called in last week and again I absolutely love my new home at Myrtle Grove Villas. I love my neighbors, I love my home. The property is absolutely beautiful and I feel very safe. Sitting out on my front porch in the evenings, I feel very blessed.
See,
very sweet. Thank you. That's from Kim. Thanks, Kim, for sending that in.
And that's what we're working for. Thank you so much, Kim, for sending that in, because that is what we're trying. We just, look, you know, we've done hopefully the heavy lifting by this point. You know, we want to sit back and relax, and we want to have, you know, a glass of iced tea on the porch with our very friendly neighbors.
Yes.
So,
who understand your jokes.
Who understand our jokes, who get the music, who get it all, you know?
And to clarify, we mentioned at the beginning of the program, but you have bought Myrtle Grove, I guess, in 2022. Mm-hmm. And so there has been some news recently, but that was from the previous owners that has nothing to do with where we are now.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things that I just want everybody to know. It's not the same ownership. It's not the same management. It's not even, you know, a lot of the folks that have lived there in the past are not there anymore.
Right.
So it is we have a very regimented process of application and screening. So we do credit and background checks on everyone who lives at the villas. And so so you can feel rest assured that there is some safety precautions that have gone into who your neighbors are.
Well, what I like especially is that it's owned by a person with a big heart like you.
Aw, thank you.
Because I've known Kim for a while now and she has run for public office. She cares very much about our community. But to actually sit down and do something for our seniors, because affordable housing, even the mayor's recognized, it's a big issue in our community. And a lot of times the seniors kind of go down on the list. So really excited to hear about all of this. How many do you have available now? I mean, you do have some availability?
Yes, I do. So like I said, we have a total of 95 apartments right now. Now we have 5 available.
Okay.
So, and you know, we haven't ever really had to do a lot of advertising. So this whole advertising thing is kind of new for us, but we've realized we need to kind of get our name out there so that people know that this is available, because unless you live in the Myrtle Grove area, you may not know that we've been there for all this time.
Well, it's a great neighborhood.
Yeah.
You can't lose with the neighborhood, and
it's
in Pensacola. And so anything we haven't mentioned, we're down to our last couple of minutes already. I can't believe it's flown by.
No, just please go ahead and, like I said, give us a call, 850-455-3675, or check us out at on Facebook, Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas, or go to our website at seniorvillas.net. We would love to connect with you. We'll give you a private tour to come and take a look at the units that are available, and we have something for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have something that will fit your price point. We have something that will fit what you're looking for in your retirement adventure.
There
so
you
please,
go.
Please give us a call. We look forward to meeting you.
Okay, so here's some, probably time for one more question. What are your contracts like? Are they 1, 2, 3 years? How does the leasing
work?
1 year
lease. And I just want to add this too, because this becomes an issue for seniors. If you have a medical emergency that mm-hmm. says, you know, you have to go to assisted living, you have to go to a rehab facility or whatever, and you need to get out of your lease, we do make accommodations for that.
Oh, that's
so
good to hear.
We're not, we understand that stuff happens. So mm-hmm. with, there's a fear that, oh my gosh, what if I break a hip and I have to, you know, move, am
right.
I going to lose that? You know, am I going to lose my deposit? Am I going to lose that? And the answer is no, that, you know, we will work with you when it comes to medical issues. So so keep that in mind and come see us at the Villas.
Okay, the phone number and the website one more time.
It's 850-455-3675, seniorvillas.net. That's Tranquil Villas Retirement Community.
All right. Thank you so much, Kim Klein. I know that you're going to fill up before you know it.
Thank you.
We appreciate all you're doing for our seasoned community.
Thanks,
Meg.
Meg.